While Stephanie Sullivan Lytell has been waiting for the movie that's going to premiere today, she's been doing quite a bit of remembering.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, specifically the 70s, my most prized possession was an autographed photo of Princess Leia, compliments of the Star Wars Kids fan club, signed galactically yours, Carrie Fisher. I carried a Star Wars lunchbox to school, slept in Princess Leia PJs, soaked in R2-D2 bubble bath, and then dried off with the Star Wars gang on my towel. I gulped my chocolate milk out of Burger King collector's cups, spent my afternoons playing Star Wars with my older brother, whining if I couldn't be on the side of the good guys because I was secretly in love with Chewbacca, and pumped out Skywalker shrinky dinks in my off time. At Halloween, I dressed up routinely as one of my rebel friends, Princess Leia, then R2-D2, and finally Han Solo. My brother was Darth Vader annually. We were not unique. As part of the Star Wars generation, receiving action figures and underoos under the Christmas tree for years, our numbers are infinite. We are older now, teachers, entrepreneurs, lawyers, veterinarians. You would never recognize us, unless, perhaps, you noticed that little Star Wars quote of the day calendar or the random flash of a Darth Vader screensaver. Or maybe the occasional Google search at StarWars.com. But what is unrepeatably unique about the Star Wars phenomenon is the way it became woven into our lives. Star Wars references are so commonplace in American culture today that even the GRE study guide likens one strategy of guesstimating an answer with using the Force. The hoopla broke loose in 1977 with the release of Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, which broke all previous box office records, single-handedly transporting the genre of science fiction to the masses. All critics agree, Star Wars redefined the marriage of special effects, light, and sound on the silver screen, and took home the Oscars to prove it. Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, premieres today in 10 cities scattered across the country, and then nationwide and around the globe 1 week from today. Look for me in the crowds. I'll be the one with the buns on the side of my head like cinnamon rolls, cloaked in solid white, discussing Wookiee planets and Jedi mind tricks in my Leia Shimmer lip gloss.